Hare Krishna. Well, yesterday we had a very successful Rath Yatra. I'm not saying that from first-hand experience, but rather from what I've heard from others. Weather was very nice and warm, and it even got cloudy by the time we got to the festival site. And a lot of devotees took part, and there was a nice procession, a nice kirtan and program. I was surprised that at the farm here we have an ice cream making machine, and I was surprised that they didn't take the machine over there. I guess it was too difficult to put it in and take all the things, and it's also a vegan ice cream making machine, so no one can say no. And in fact, I heard today that it's working today. The machine's been working. The problem is a shortage of manpower to keep it working, and also to serve out the guests as opposed to the devotees who are the first ones in the queue. And very, very nice. It's soft ice cream. I even gave them the go-ahead to use chocolate instead of carob. That's for preaching purposes, obviously. And so it's a shame, because I'm sure that everyone there at the festival site would have really enjoyed that benefits of Radhe Shyam. Well, it's Govardhan Lal. He's the one who gets the offering every day, gets the first taste. And today I was just reminding the devotees of another important event that's coming up on the 20th to the 23rd of this month. Although right now, starting yesterday, today and tomorrow, we have a Eco Valley conference over here with about 150 guests. And this is of different representatives of villages that are based on principles of sustainability throughout Europe. And they had their meeting last year, I think it was in Norway or Sweden, and this year they're having it over here. So that's going on. And starting next Friday, not this coming Friday, but from the 20th to the 22nd, we have our Buchu. Buchu, I guess you translate into a fair or a festival. It's our open house where many, many guests come. We're targeting for 8,000 to 10,000 guests. You could say it's sort of our single biggest preaching effort. And it's a really, really wonderful program. It's not something that takes place just in the temple, but the whole square outside is covered. There's an enormous restaurant tent that's constantly packed with guests. They have on the road all the way down to the Goshala, there are different tents. We have real reality experience tent where we teach people how to practice Krishna consciousness, dress up in dhoti, put on tilak, cook puri, offer it, eat it. For them, it's they call it the reality show. For us, we call it Krishna consciousness. And so many other books, question answers, and then all the way down to the barn where we have a whole sustainability village with different tents and programs and showing people all the different aspects of Varnashram. And many people come very often. When I meet people, they told me, yes, I've been there, I've been to your festival. And that goes from members of parliament to other guests or people who have actually become devotees like that. I guess there are, I don't know how far afield or abroad, if any devotees come as guests, but certainly in the country surrounding Hungary, we get guests just like we get them for Rath Yatra. So whether it's Slovenia, Slovakia, Serbia, Bosnia, and all these other countries, Czech, if devotees would like to come to visit. But even more than that, I've been sort of requesting many devotees in Hungary to come and participate and help. It's New Rajadham is, after all, a farm, and so farming has to go on at all times of the year, and especially during the summer. And just the number of guests that come is really beyond the local devotees' ability to handle. So cooking prasadam, manning tables, and the stage inside the tent, and the stage program, and all of these things, it really requires a lot of assistance. So we actually have hundreds of devotees who come and help from Hungary, but if any devotees in the surrounding district or devotees who are going to come and visit and would like to help, then by all means, please do so. Kodanitai Prabhu, who speaks fluent English, is the coordinator of the manpower. He's available at the following telephone number. Well, you can see them on the subtitle of today's podcast, but anyway, his telephone number is 36, that's Hungary, and 303-716-952. And he also has an email address, and his email address is knd@1108.cc. I don't know how many years we've had this fair, quite a few, probably 10. And anyone who would also like to inform their friends, relatives, etc., nearby or living around here, either on Facebook or Twitter, or if you have a blog or a podcast, something like that, it's a really good experience, wonderful experience for people. And people feel comfortable because there's a lot of people around, and they can easily just sort of move around. I know many people, this is their yearly visit to New Rajadham when they come, and often not only the village but all the nearby hotels are all booked up because people come for the weekend and they spend the whole weekend here. Hopefully I'll be in shape to be able to man the question and answers tent. And then, of course, part of the highlights of the festival is our marriages, weddings, which sometimes people ask whether we stage them, but they're not. They're for real. And it's a good opportunity. That's what people really like to see. So that's sort of a little report for today. And tomorrow morning, I will be able to participate in Rath Yatra because it's the children's Rath Yatra, and they're going to be coming from 8 o'clock in the morning, which is a little, I haven't really been fully functional by that time, but for 8 they come from Gurukul up to the Goshala, and then from the Goshala to the temple. So it sounds like it takes 2 hours for them to do that, so I'm certainly going to join in there, and at least in that way I'll be able to really be about participating in Rath Yatra, where Krishna's Jagannath's actually coming to Vrindavan. Although actually our Jagannath, who's on the Rath Yatra, who was on the Rath Yatra card, Big Jagannath, he also comes to New Vajradham for the day. We also receive him here, although I don't know what day that will be. But tomorrow will be the children's Rath Yatra, and if they let me in, I'll participate. Hare Krishna.